Turning Point. Friday, January 9th, 2026. I'm Pastor Mike Ziegler, speaker of the Lutheran Hour, and this devotion pairs with this weekend's Lutheran Hour message, which can be found at lhm.org. The text is Romans chapter 6, verses 3 and 4. Do you not know that all of us who have been baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into his death? We were. We were buried, therefore, with him by baptism into death, in order that, just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, we too might walk in newness of life. Thank God for home inspections, my friend was saying. He and his wife had signed a contract. The inspection, however, revealed that the home's foundation was cracked. Thankfully, they were released from the contract and found another place. Over the last few years, driving by that house, they've seen multiple construction crews parked outside doing major structural repairs. In hindsight, he sees it as a turning point. How much different would their lives have been had they been bound to that house? What are the turning points in your life? Looking back, these are the places where you can see how your path diverged and the new direction prompted you to count your blessings, re-inspect your priorities, and reset your routines. It changed you. But sometimes you wonder what might have been. The Apostle Paul speaks of a turning point for every Christian, our baptism into Christ. So far, Paul has explained how human evil has not truly hindered God's good plan for his household. In fact, human sin and evil have only magnified God's grace. It's like how Joseph told his brothers who had sold him into slavery, "You meant it for evil, but God meant it for good." Genesis chapter 50, verse 20. And then God did the ultimate turn to good in the shameful death and the glorious resurrection of Jesus. But this raised a question. Why should we try to do good then? Why not just keep doing evil to show off God's grace all the more? Paul answers the question by reframing it. The questioner who says, "Why not sin so that grace will increase?" imagines sin as something we can start or stop as we please. But Paul would have us see sin as a master that once owned us as its slaves. We lived under its roof. Our lives were being built on its cracked foundation. We were headed for ruin. But then came Christ. He came under sin's roof with us. It killed him, just like it'll kill us one day. But God raised Christ from the dead. He released him from sin's deadly contract. And in baptism, by faith, God released us and bound us to Christ instead. Maybe you are facing the costs of repairing a bad foundation. Maybe you're facing bankruptcy. Maybe old sins and addictions keep flaring up in your face. Whatever it is, you are not facing it alone. God isn't just inspecting your life, he's building it. Baptism is the turning point for you. You can wonder what might have been, but you don't need to worry about what will be, because you have been bound to Jesus. Where he goes, you go. You already died. The worst is behind you. The best is to come. And Christ will carry you through every turn and detour. He will raise you from the dead to live under him forever. So why not start now? Offer yourself to serve with his people. Build on his foundation. Join his work to turn all things for good for those who love him, who are called according to his purpose. And pray with me. God, be my rock, fortress, and deliverer, in whom I take refuge. In Jesus' name, amen.